Om Shanti. Good morning. So today we are coming to the third day of the new series, Power of Thought. This Murli is of 7th June 1970. On the first day, we saw about occult powers and the powers of remembrance. Yesterday, we were discussing about thought reading. We saw that to read somebody else's thought is a sign of perfection. Now, this is a Murli of 7th June 1970. Okay, almost 7 months after yesterday's Murli. But if you can see that both of these versions of Baba are carrying similar meaning. So here Baba is saying, if you have the practice of catching thoughts, you will easily be able to become free from thoughts. You have to create extra thoughts when you cannot discern someone else's thoughts. But if each of you has the practice of being able to read someone's thoughts, there will not be so many waste thoughts, and you will also easily be able to stabilize yourself in a stable stage with one thought in 1 second. So, to be able to read someone's thoughts is also a sign of perfection. Again, the same thing about reading thoughts. So Baba is saying, if you have this practice, which practice? Of catching thoughts, reading somebody's thoughts. If you have this practice of catching thoughts, sankalpo ko catch karna. Catching thoughts, you will be able to become free from thoughts. Otherwise, what you have to do? You have to create extra thoughts when you cannot discern someone else's thoughts. But if each of you has the practice of being able to read someone's thought, there will not be so many waste thoughts, and you will also easily be able to stabilize yourself in a stable stage with one thought, ekras. Stable stage with one thought in 1 second. So, to be able to read someone's thought is a sign of perfection. Most of the time, we do not catch others' thought. We are not able to understand them. We are not able to understand their thoughts, their feelings, their emotions. And that is why so many problems we face in life. Imagine a situation where at every moment we come in contact with someone else. We understand what they are thinking. We understand what are their desires. We understand what are their understanding. We understand what are their feelings about us. If we know all these things, then definitely our relations will improve. Right now, we do not understand them, their thoughts. Baba is saying, when you do not understand others, when you cannot discern, we can't discriminate, parakh nahi sakna. That's what in Hindi they call it. This parakh shakti, the power to discriminate, is not there. What happens? You have to create extra thoughts. So many thoughts are created. So many waste thoughts are created. Why? Because we cannot understand what that other person wants. That person may be spouse, that person may be parent, that person may be children. That person may be relative, that person may be somebody who is staying in our neighborhood, that person may be our boss, our employee, our colleague, our companion, our friend, anybody. Because we are not able to discern their thought, so much confusion, so much misunderstanding. And whenever there is a misunderstanding between two people, what happens? Tell me about 10 points. What happens whenever there is misunderstanding between two people? Relationships are spoiled. we spoil our relationship. There is a conflict in the relationship. And? Yeah, what else? What else happens if there is a misunderstanding between two people? They will separate. They will go away from each other. The love between them will reduce. Then, Shambhai, there is a misunderstanding. What happens? You have a misunderstanding with your boss. You have a misunderstanding with your employee. You have a misunderstanding with your friend. Arguments. Lot of vague thoughts. Then, depression. How come? In what way? Yeah, you are right, but in what way? We are always busy in thinking what other person is thinking about us. Lot of vague thoughts, lot of negative thoughts. And blame business start. This is known as blame game. Blame game. He is blaming you, you are blaming him. You feel that he is wrong and she or he feels that you are wrong. This is one of the form of Maya, where Baba has said in one of the Murlis of 2010, personal talk with double foreigners, two forms of Maya. One is waste thought, another is I am right. Another is I am right. This is a form of Maya. This is a form of Maya. And what else? Whenever there is a misunderstanding, yeah? Which accounts? Karmic accounts increase, yes. Then? Some practical problems we face. Conflict. Dispute. Arguments. Disturbance. No happiness. No happiness. Because see, a good relationship, a healthy relationship gives us happiness. Whenever there is a breakup in the relationship, our happiness vanishes. We try to avoid him, we don't want to, and if somebody comes and praises that person, we can't listen to that. It's so difficult. We have a, if suppose, just imagine we had a fight with somebody yesterday, and that is going on, and other person is coming and started praising that person. We don't feel good. Yeah? We can't tolerate. Health gets affected. Of course, health gets affected. Then, what else? Huh? Whenever there is a misunderstanding, then what happens? That is the question. No, that is the cause of misunderstanding. I am asking about the results of misunderstanding. One are the causes of misunderstanding, another is what are the effects, what are the result of misunderstanding. Bad, whatever, then it is wrong. Even if that person might be right, we feel that he is doing it wrong. Work and seva gets affected. See, we are world servers. We have to not to forget this. We are world benefactors, Vishwa Kalyankari, Vishwa Sevadhari, world servers. So ultimately the service gets affected. There are three words. One is seva, another is service, third is duty. Duty you might do. Service also you might do. But seva is affected. Seva is a very higher word. Seva will get affected. Duty might not get affected. Service, yes, you are doing service. You are world server. But seva does get. Because seva is a very, very pure word. It carries in itself something other than just duty. It carries in itself a feeling of surrender. Seva doesn't come. Service you can do without surrender. Duty you can do without surrender, without that feeling of surrender. But for seva, you require the attitude of complete surrender. So ultimately, because your mind is disturbed, services of seva is affected. And what else can happen? I told you in between one story about cookie thief. Do you remember? Cookie thief. There's a lady. is sitting, waiting for her air flight to come. She is about to board and she has purchased a packet of cookie and she is eating it. She is taking out one by one and eating it. There is another person, another gentleman who comes and sits beside her. That person who is sitting beside her, that person is also eating from the same packet. She feels that this person is so ill-mannered, so ill-cultured, uncultured, uncivilized, that he doesn't have courtesy even to ask. And he is just eating one by one. She is taking one cookie, that other person is taking one cookie. She is taking one cookie and she is constantly thinking about this man. And in between she is looking at him. While he is so happy reading the newspaper, when she looks at him, he also looks at her and gives a very beautiful smile. So at last there is only one cookie left. Now she is thinking what he does. She is so eager to know that. So what he does, he takes that cookie, breaks it into two pieces, gives half to her and takes half and goes away. She is angst-ridden, so much angry within, so much irritated, thinking about how people are doing, how people are behaving. They don't have etiquette, they don't have manners even to ask. Such people are existing in this world. And she goes, she sits in her flight and then she opens her bag and she finds a bag of cookie. This is her bag. The bag from which she was eating, that was his, that person's. So you know, whenever there is a misunderstanding, after that misunderstanding gets clear, you feel penitent. You are full of remorse, unhappiness, repentance, paschatap. So, but another very important thing I just find out that this is a circle. Oh, it's not working. This is a circle. Okay. And how the thoughts are distributed. They have given a very beautiful picture, pie diagram. This is known as pie chart. This is a very beautiful pie chart. Our thinking, this is known as division of thoughts. How our thoughts are divided. Our 60% thoughts, 60% are thoughts about self. We are not thinking of others. We are thinking of what I have to do, my family, my husband, my wife, my children, my goal, my aims. These are all thoughts about self. 60% thoughts. This applies to everyone. This is what psychology says. Why I'm telling you, I'll come to that. 30% thoughts are about relationships. 30% thoughts are about relationships. Only 10% thoughts are about empathy. Empathy means? One is something is known as sympathy. Empathy is? To feel. Sympathy is sahanubhuti. Empathy is samanubhuti. Samanubhuti. In Hindi we call it samanubhuti. Empathy is something higher than sympathy. What others are feeling, their pain, their feelings, their joy, their happiness, their pain, their misery, their sorrow, their suffering, we feel. That is known as empathy. So, these are the two things. So, only 10% thoughts are, we are empathetic. So, if you see this diagram, 60% thoughts are about self, about myself. 60% thoughts are about what I have to do, what are my goals, what's happening in my family, everything about self. 30% thoughts are about relationships, and in that too, relationships means not what other person is thinking about me. And in that also so many divisions are there in relationships. Only few people whom we are closely related, we think more about them. And that too, there is a selfishness in that thinking. So that is 30% thoughts are about relationships. Only 10% thoughts we are thinking about others. What is their pain? What is their suffering? How are they feeling? I spoke so badly with them. I spoke so harshly with them. And what is the effect of that? We are least bothered to know about that. We have given sorrow to somebody. We are least bothered. Even if we think, I said, just 30%, not much. That too, our selfish interest, our vested interest, what we are thinking. So this, only 10%. Now if this is the chart of human being, this is the pie chart, this is known as division of thinking pie chart. This chart is known as division of thinking. Now just imagine, every person is having this chart. Now, if I start expecting too much from this person, I will become sorrowful. Because he is so much self-engaged. He is engaged in his own thinking, he is in his own emotions, in his own hurts, in his own sorrow, in his own misery. He has nothing to do with me. He is so much engaged, 60% he is engaged in his own thoughts. Only 10%, and that too so many divisions. And if I have lot of expectations from each other, from others, and as Baba is saying here, I am not able to discern somebody else's thought, what happens? Extra waste thoughts are created. I create waste thoughts. I keep on thinking about that person. That person came and said something very bad to me and he went off. And I am thinking about it. Whole night I am thinking about it. Why he said like that? Why he said like that? Probably I am also thinking that he might feel bad. But he is not feeling bad. Why? Only 10%. He has only 10% of thoughts of samanubhuti. Not to speak of this samanubhuti, not even empathy, not even sympathy. So this is the mind of human beings. To understand knowledge is a very good thing, but to understand each other, this is very important. What are their thoughts? This is not a sort of occult power, because in repairing of relationship, this is very important. Otherwise there are wounds. So many wounds are there in our heart. And people cannot heal. Baba has said very good thing in one Murli. Human beings take each other's heart. Human beings take each other's heart. Only comforter of heart takes the heart of soul. Soul is one thing, heart is another thing. Heart of soul. Heart of soul, only the comforter of heart, the healer of heart, Dilaram, he alone takes the heart of souls. While human beings take each other's hearts, they may comfort each other for some time. But the comforter of the heart, the healer of the heart, the ultimate healer is he. So, when you cannot discern somebody else's thought, let us whole day, we try to understand each other's thoughts, each other's feelings, each other's emotions. Otherwise there will be disturbance. The cause of disturbance is this. We are here, the other person is here. Our thoughts are diametrically opposite. That's why there are conflicts. That is what Baba has said, this is a sign of perfection. The more you try to become perfect, the more you raise your level of purity, one. The more your mind gets clean and clear. In Sunday's Murli it was that, you have to become clean and clear. Otherwise, the impressions are there in the form of vibrations. The very practice of becoming bodiless, it deletes the negative. And unless and until we delete the negative impressions of other souls are always there on our hearts and minds. So that is why you cannot discern somebody else's thoughts, so you create extra thoughts. But if each of you has the practice of being able to read someone else's thoughts, there will not be so many waste thoughts. Sankalpa rahit. And you will also easily able to stabilize yourself in a stable stage with one thought. So तो एक रस, स्टेबल स्टेज विथ वन थॉट, एक संकल्प एक रस. सो टू बी एबल टू रीड समबडी एल्सेस थॉट्स इज अ साइन ऑफ परफेक्शन. If there is a misunderstanding, there is another so many, there is a separate topic for churning. So, okay, for today, one topic for churning for everyone. How to clear misunderstanding? Just write down 7 solutions, you can say, or points on how to clear misunderstanding. If there is a misunderstanding, how to clear it? What are the ways of clearing misunderstanding? And of course, everybody has got misunderstanding. We have misunderstanding with others. Others have misunderstanding with us. So let's write down, sit together, individually, or if you want together, you can write down what are the points by which we clear our misunderstandings. So that's today's homework. And there's one very good point in this Murli which Devendra Bhai was reading. And I remember what Jayanti Bhai was just recently in talking in one of her classes in London. She was talking, Baba has said to remove this feeling of belongingness. This apanapan. Remove this. Merapan. And go ahead. Go in the unlimited. Jayanti Bhai has said a very important thing, very beautiful thing. She said, preferences is a form of body consciousness. I like this person, I don't like this person. I like this food, I don't like this food. This preferences. I like this cloth, I don't like this cloth. Preferences is also a form of body consciousness. You have to go ahead of this. That is why even in this misunderstanding, I like this man, I don't like this person. I like this soul, I like that soul. These are all preferences. They are forms of body consciousness. If you want to read somebody else's thought, you have to become bodyless. Then only this misunderstanding will get cleared. Om Shanti.